And welcome back to Nancy Goodame, Space Ranger. This is Chapter 4. So if you've been following, Nancy just killed the deputy. There's a gang of them that are being chased by a thing called a Cantabular Glimp. It's probably easier if you just listen to the first three chapters. Anyway, here we go. Nancy lay in the dust. Her right elbow rested on the ground and her right hand was wrapped around the foregrip of a crossbow. Roughly 3 feet to her right was the prone dead body of a Martian deputy. To her left was ESA mission specialist Bart McMorrow and a Martian machine operator named Hubbubble Gubbersnatch. All three were silent. Partly because Nancy had just murdered the deputy with a shot from her crossbow, and partly because they were being stalked by a Cantabular Glimp. Nancy took in her surroundings. Behind her was a range of hills. In front of her was the shadowed outline of Eberswald Crater. A purple thornbush kept herself, Bart and Hubbubble hidden from the view of anything standing on the edge of the crater. And it was that moment she realised that she was no longer nervous. This was in contrast to the pale and wizened faces of Bart and Hubbubble. They were terrified, and probably too terrified to admit it. In any case, Nancy felt relaxed. It was as if there was something familiar about what she was doing. Her conscious mind knew she had no idea what the anterior vestibule of a Cantabular Glimp was, but it also knew that if the Glimp dared to approach them, it would find an arrow from her crossbow buried in it. Clack, 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 went the sound of the Glimp. Nancy thought back to a time before the mission, before 2 years of training and preparation. She thought back to a winter's day in Castle Bar, in the living room of her house, with her family gathered. In her memory, she had just been given the news that she had been selected for the ESA Mars program. Everyone was excited. Everyone except her uncle, James. He was strangely quiet until later that night, when the kids were up in bed and it was just the adults and drink was taken.
"You think it's great going to outer space?" he had said. "Well, it's not," he had added.
Most people there would have ignored the man, but he was shouting, and it brought an edge to the celebrations.
"There's nothing up there except death. All of you here celebrating someone going off to outer space. Would you not be better off here, Nancy? You think you'd have enough to be going on with. Typical."
Most of the people there decided to stay quiet and held off giving oxygen to the ranting, but drink and curiosity meant the question, "What do you mean typical?" was asked.
"Typical of someone like you to want to go to outer space. Well, good enough for you. I bet you get lost up there too."
About 67 seconds passed before everyone went back to ignoring James and enjoying themselves.
"Outer space is not all it's cracked up to be," he said.
Whatever he said next would forever be a mystery because nobody was listening. But Nancy, with the benefit of hindsight, imagined it was a warning about the Glimp and how it would be the death of her and her crewmates. Nancy decided that killing the Glimp would prove James wrong.
Clack, 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 went the sound.
"Help!"
roared a voice. Bart knelt up and peered above the purple thornbush, hiding Nancy Hubbubble from being seen.
"It's the sheriff," he whispered. "He's headed this way, and there's something behind him. It looks like the Glimp. Hang on."
He moved away from Nancy and Hubbubble so that he could look around the side of the bush.
"The sheriff is going to lead the Glimp here. Quick, Nancy, kill him too," urged Bart. "Don't, Nancy," warned Hubbubble. "The sheriff will have you banged up for double murder."
"Or wait, no, how would he?
Sorry, don't mind me. Go ahead and kill him. Bart's right. We don't want the Glimp round the back of this bush with us, or anywhere with us." "I'm not going to kill someone in cold blood."
"But you just did, Nancy."
"Oh, so what you're saying is that it's okay for me to kill someone just because another murder was committed. Right,
okay. Then what about the time Stalin caused all those people to starve, huh? You know, Bart, that was way worse."
"So why don't I just shoot you straight in the face right now? Because something worse happened before. It wouldn't look that bad by as a comparison, sure wouldn't."
"Calm down, Nancy. It's been a long day. You're getting stressed out. Plus, you have already murdered a Martian." That was different. He was a deputy. It's okay to shoot the deputy, but I'm not going to shoot the sheriff. Plus, you said yourself, he was a float. Nancy is right, Bart. The deputy was a float. We can all say we thought he was the Glimp and Nancy shot him by accident. Shooting the sheriff would be a whole different job to explain, though. He's a very important man.
Clack, went the much louder sound. Clack, clack.
"Help!"
roared the sheriff. Bart stood fully upright and saw a deranged, claw-headed Martian beast wobbling angrily after a limping Martian sheriff. A net wrapped around the Martian beast, two Martians gripping the net and being dragged behind the Martian beast.
Why did he put a net on it? Wondered Bart.
Get down, Bart, snapped Nancy.
Why did who put a net on it? She added quietly.
I don't know. I'm not great with names, but I think it was Buddedaw and Flirnt. I think they're the ones swinging out of it. We better run, they're headed this direction. And the grip looks hungry, I think.
Nancy kept the crossbow pointed towards the critter and aimed at the glimp. The creature lurched from side to side as it chased down the sheriff. Nancy's aim moved with it.
You're right, Bart. That is Buddedaw and Flirnt hanging from the net. I bet the net was the deputy's idea. He won't be giving them advice like that again.
Bart put one hand on Nancy's shoulder and pointed the other towards the hills behind them.
Come on, Nancy, let's go, he said.
Piss off, Bart, she replied.
She released the arrow from her crossbow. It shot towards the approaching sheriff, Glimp, and two bonneted posse assistants. The Glimp lurched sideways, snapped its claw at the sky, and collapsed. The two Martians, being dragged by the net, used the opportunity to run in opposite directions. The Glimp writhed in the dirt for several minutes before it stopped moving. Nancy had reloaded the crossbow and kept an aim on the creature as the sheriff approached. He looked at the weapon in Nancy's hand and then back at the Glimp.
Good shooting, he said. You've got a good aim for an extraterrestrial.
Nancy did not respond. She kept her eye on the creature. The sheriff took a moment to notice, then kicked the body of, and then tut of what had been the deputy.
What happened? He asked. No idea, said a bubble. Yeah, me either. And nor does Nancy, added Bart.
The sheriff tutted again.
Well, that makes five people that never died before that are just after dying. Six, if you include Snitter and McGonagall, added Hubbobble. I wasn't. He wasn't part of the posse. And anyways, it was last night that killed him.
Don't you mean the Glimp sheriff, suggested Hubbobble.
No, I mean the knight. If he wasn't around last night, there wouldn't have been any chance that the Glimp could have killed him, cantabular or otherwise.
Are any of ye hungry?
Nancy lowered the crossbow and turned to the sheriff.
Shouldn't you get your two assistants to go and see if the creature is really dead?
There's no way I'm going to take advice from extraterrestrials, so I shouldn't. But I will anyway, just to show you.
The sheriff turned back towards the edge of the crater where the body of the Glimp was lying. The two posse assistants were now several tens of metres away from the body on opposite sides.
Buddedaw, Flirnt, go back over to the Glimp and see if the Glimp is dead, roared the sheriff. Oh, and tell me if he's not, he added.
The sheriff then turned back to Nancy and said, there, that showed you.
Showed her what? Asked Bart.
Never you mind, replied the sheriff. Come on, let's get back to Mars City before I stop doing breakfast. We're going to start getting grumpy with the hunger if we're not careful. What about, where are the other lads?
You mean Buddedaw, Gobbleslaff, Elbron, Podsnacker, Flirnt, Jemima, Arndlo and the deputy? Asked the bobble.
No, well, yeah. Well, I mean, I know the deputy is dead, and seemingly so is Elber and Pudsnacker, and Buddedaw and Furt are over there tentatively kicking the lifeless corpse of something you call a cantabular Glimp. But what about Jemima and Arndlo?
What do you mean, what about them? Asked the sheriff.
What do you mean, what do you mean, what about them? Snapped Nancy. I mean, how do we know ye two are not Jupiterians? Asked the sheriff.
How are we supposed to know that? Interrupted Bart.
Only you can answer that. I know I'm not a Jupiterian, because I've lived all my life on Earth, well, except for the last 8 months, and then they were on board a European Space Agency interplanetary spacecraft, but I've no idea how Martians view things.
Right, good answer, replied the sheriff. And Arndlo and Jemima are dead, eaten by the Glimp. The sheriff then turned in the direction of the hills, which were in the opposite direction of the crater.
Come on, he roared, those breakfasts won't eat themselves.
Hubbobble, Buddedaw and Flirnt immediately followed and they were soon walking in a line behind the sheriff. Nancy looked at Bart. Bart looked at Nancy. Nancy shrugged. Bart shrugged. And the pair took off walking behind the four Martians.
And so it was for the morning of the first day of humans on Mars. Jerry stomping away in a spacecraft. Contact lost with the three-person San Laika 2 sister spacecraft. Contact lost with planet Earth. A breathable atmosphere. Four dead Martians. One dead Martian gorilla slash cantabular Glimp, a crossbow, and a trip to Mars City.
I wonder what breakfast is like on Mars, wondered Bart.
Will you not listen to the first part of this chapter? It's manky, noted Nancy.
Yeah, but just because it tastes manky to Martians doesn't mean it is manky, noted Bart.
I suppose so.
And with that, Nancy, Bart, Hubble, Buttadaw, Flirnt and the Sheriff left Chapter 4 and headed off for some hot Martian food. And fair play to you if you're still there. Chapter 5 will be coming up probably next week. Take her handy.